I always love watching the sunset. The colors look so pretty as the sun is setting. It's a shame I don't have anyone to share it with. No sailors have come by in quite some time. No one to have fun with. Oh? I think I see a boat approaching in the distance. They're not headed towards me, though. Well, that's not a problem. I'm sure that I can convince them to come over. I think it's working. They're headed this way. That's it. Come crash into the rocky shore, you stupid sailors. Come on, you're almost there. And they stopped? How could they stop? No one has ever been able to stop their ship before. I wonder if one of them is on board. Ugh. Maybe it's even the captain. I'd love to hold someone like them in my treasure. Seems like they're sending a rowboat over with 5 people in it. No chance they're gonna crash in that. Unfortunately. But it might be interesting to interact with them. See what they're like. Hi there, boys. How are you this fine evening? You want me to sing for you? Aw, just for you? That wouldn't be fair to everyone else on board. No, would it? You would get to be so much closer than everyone else. Really? How about this then? Why don't you go get back into that beautiful ship of yours and sail it on over here to the coast so that I can sing for all of you at once? Your captain? Said not to? Now why would he suggest such a thing, Unsafe to travel near rocks. What? No. It's not dangerous. It's completely safe, I promise you. I live here and sea sailors come by all the time. Not one accident has ever happened upon the shore. I promise you that. You still don't think I'll budge? How about he comes here by himself and talks to me personally? Don't worry. I'm sure that I can get an old sea dog like him to see the error of his ways. Oh, you don't want to leave me? Now that's just sweet. But go along now. Return to your boat, or there will be no chance of hearing me sing again. And there they go. What suckers. Can't wait for them to crash their boats just like everyone else has. I wonder how tough the resolve of their captain is. I've dealt with some stubborn old men before. But if they were able to stop their men from crashing into the shore that easily, who You know, as if I'll be able to talk them into it. But that would make their captures so much sweeter. There comes the rowboat. And boy, is he handsome. I'd love to get my hands on him. Wait. Another rowboat? And another? Damn it, they aren't taking any chances with me, are they? That's too bad. Seems like this will be a little bit more difficult than I thought it would be. Well, hello there. You must be the captain. It is very nice to meet you. I must imagine that you'd like to hear me sing as well. It's nice, not entrancing, inviting, or overpowering. Just nice. That kind of thing hurts, you know. I try so hard to make my singing as beautiful as possible, and you find it only nice. Ask one of your crewmen. They'll believe in the power of my song. See? It's you who's a strange one. The one who doesn't become overwhelmed by my beauty of my song. Such a strange being you are. Wait a minute. But that must mean... Oh, wow. That must mean you're the chosen one. You're a very special one indeed. Come closer. I have to tell you a story. And send your man away. Your is only. It's okay, I'll keep my distance. No trickery here. But it is something very special that only you can hear. Your man must back away from you. That's it. Back away. You can still remain close in case anything would happen. But you must stay away. I can't be disclosing such information to everyone. Captain, my name is Narina. I have been waiting for someone like you. Someone who is able to resist the power of my song. All men who hear it are reduced to weak, docile messes, only able to seek more of its melody. But you are truly something different. You've only been able to resist its sound, and that means that earns you the title of Lord of the Deep. Lying? Oh no, why would I lie about such a thing? You saw what happened to your man with your own very eyes. Sirens may be known for trickery, but not this time. I'm just as surprised as you are that I found someone like you. What do you mean by what importance does that have? Don't you understand how rare, nay, only one, who has been able to resist my song? You must accept your duty. My kingdom would fall without your help. Please, I'm begging you. Accept your place as my lord. What benefits does being the Lord of the Deep have? Oh. Such a pragmatic one, aren't you? Well, aside from having absolute say on all ocean matters, the Lord of the Deep has a vast and powerful army at his disposal. He commands the various creatures that dwell there And should he choose, he can have the pick of any siren to be his mate. Maybe one like me. Come on, did you find me attractive? Maybe if I come closer, I can show you just how much I can repay you. Don't be so shy, I don't bite. Not humans, anyways. Come on, your men are right there. Just trust in me, alright? That's it. Just a little bit closer. Got you. Oh, shush. Stop struggling. It won't do you any good. Besides, we're going a fair bit away. You need to conserve your oxygen. That's it. Stay calm. We're almost there. And here we are. Welcome to my cave. Such a beautiful place, isn't it? Oh? Being Lord of the Deep? You really believe that? How could you even begin to trust me? You may not look like you have been charmed by my song, but you surely were charmed by my looks, you pervy little thing, you. What will I do with you? Oh, you're going to stay with me now. Forever. Don't worry, though. I will take very good care of you. Feed you yummy food. Make sure you're warm. Have someone to snuggle up with you at night. Oh, you men. I'm sure they'll be fine without you. After all, what really does a captain do? Oh, you mean when will they find you? Well, if they are brave enough to try to dive underwater, the entrance to this cave is incredibly well hidden. There's no chance they'll be able to find it. And if they do, oh, they're not going to last very long. I'm so happy that I finally found someone to sing to. Someone who doesn't turn into a drooling mess at the sound of my voice. You'll be my most treasured possession, Captain. I'm glad you'll be staying with me forever.